So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
I grew up with a mother that was amazing. Because of her and her big heart, I became the person I am today. But the one thing about my mom, she was a single mom and she had three kids. So because of that, she had to work two jobs. She was not always available around for us. So that put me in spots where I ended up being around people who didn't actually put me in good positions in my life. And one of those people was my cousin Anthony. He was a good person, but he liked to do bad things because of that. Yeah, you know, like, you know, he liked five-finger discount thing kind of worked for him, and I saw it work for him. So, you know what, maybe I'm going to do it too. So I told him one day, and he said, hey, I'm going to go with you because I want to make sure you don't get arrested because your dumb ass is going to get arrested. I said, okay, all right, let's go. So we went to Windsor Park Mall, for those who remember that mall. That's not existence anymore. Yeah, we went to Montgomery Ward, and yeah, I see him. And we were church-going kids, and so we decided to steal ties, okay? So we had a pocket full of ties, and of course, an employee notices, so as we leave Montgomery Wards, we end up getting called back in, and of course we didn't run because we were so scared, fight or flight. We decided to just freeze, and then we turned around, went in. And he was, now the crazy thing is he's younger than me, so he got juvenile stuff. I was 17, so I ended up getting charged as an adult, and that messed me up. And I didn't know how bad that was going to mess me up until later in life. So after that happened, I end up, I got in trouble with that, and it changed how I saw myself inside. Because when something bad happens, you realize you let yourself down, but also you let your family down. Like I felt internally, I didn't realize it until later in life, that I felt really bad because I let my mom down, because I should have been better than that. So that affected me, and then one other thing that happened that really affected me was my father, who wasn't really around. I see him like 2-3 times a year, you know, typical black father, you know, come on. You know, he's going to come around and show his face. I love you. Now get out of here. You know, I got things to do. But he was coming around, and then one day I really needed him. Not money or anything like that. I was like, I need his time. I need his help. Because I needed a car. I said, just take me some places. I got cash. I don't need your money. I just need your time. And he blew me off, and it made me mad. And because of that, I had a grudge against him. And then years went by. What's crazy is my mom told me, she said, hey, I was at work, because we worked at the same company, USAA. And she said, I know he deserves your anger, but you need to let it go. You have to let it go. And I didn't. I said, you're right, but I didn't. So one day I get a message at work, your father's dead. And I'm like, okay. So I looked at it, I was like, they said he had a heart attack and he was found in his apartment. He had been dead for like a week. So I was strong. I did not get up and leave work. I could have. And so I act like it didn't bother me, but it did. So, and it really affected me. And all this stuff that had been happening up until that point caused me to become depressed internally. And eventually it made me kind of check out of life. So when I got in my 20s, I was working, and I would go to work pretty much, go run errands, and then go home and play video games, watch TV, stuff like that. But I was not really living. My friends, I had amazing friends. They always wanted to do fun things. They knew where the club to go to every goddamn day of the week. I mean, you ask them, yeah, you go to this spot, that spot is terrible, don't go there. They knew. So they would always come to me, come on, let's go out. And all that stuff made me not want to go out, made me want to eat unhealthy. I was overweight, and to the point where I just throw it out there. I will pretty much eat like a couple like tacos, 2-3 tacos in the morning from the taco truck. At some points, I'll eat a pizza for lunch. I mean, a full pizza, not some pizza. And then I'll go home and eat dinner. So I was a pretty big dude. So I didn't do a lot because my friends wouldn't gave up on me because I would never do things. So eventually, I kept going down that path. And then after being a recluse and being depressed and being severely overweight, I started having health issues. And I noticed it was missing life. And then I started feeling these health issues. I said, I would fight it, didn't go to the doctor ever. And then one day after going to work, I was felt really bad. Like I just felt like something was wrong. So I went home, told my friend who I lived with, I said, I don't feel good. I need to go to the emergency room. So I went to the emergency room, and they told me your blood pressure was of 190 over 140. So, yeah, it was really bad. And so I had high blood pressure. I knew it, but I just ignored it like a stupid person would do. And I had insurance. I could have gone to the doctor anytime. I didn't. So I eventually got help there, went to a regular doctor. After I saw the regular doctor, he told me, look, if you don't lose weight, you're going to die. And he was the first person to ever reach me because I never could be reached. Like I have friends. I told my friends, I need to lose weight. I need to do something. This is not right. And yet he reached me just by saying those words. So he gave me medications and it got my blood pressure down. I lost weight. Like one of the medications he gave me, he said, this one pill is going to kill your appetite at first. And I said, you're full of shit. It's not going to happen. My appetite, yeah, I'm eating pizza, whatever. Whatever. And then, no, I ate one meal a day. And I had water weight, too. I don't even know how much I weighed because the scale went to 400. He said I topped that. So I was over 400. I cannot tell you how much. So eventually, I lost weight because I wouldn't eat. And I went to my doctor back and I had lost like 30 pounds in like 10 days. It was crazy. So after I got my health back together, I started getting healthy. Everything was great. And I started getting thin. I even got as thin as 184. I was super thin for a tall guy. I decided that I wanted to start living life and doing amazing things. And I changed. I stopped being a recluse. The depression started going away. But the problem is, what a lot of people don't realize is when you get rid of a lot of health issues because of your weight or what have you, other things that were being ignored come out. So one thing that came out that I did not expect was I found out that I had macular degeneration, which I don't know, a lot of people know what that is. It means, normally people who are old get it. You get, your eyes get affected to the point you start losing part of your vision, and I have it in both my eyes. So I got told that by an eye doctor specialist, and when I found out, I was like, well, they say you had 20 years, you're 20 plus years, you're good. And then one day I woke up and I noticed my glasses were dirty. So I tried to clean them and clean them and clean them, and they kept still being dirty. And I realized my left eye was not seeing properly. So I was concerned because I said, oh, it's going to happen sooner than later. So when that happened, it was only temporary, but it eventually will be permanent. And the only thing they can do, because there's no cure, there's no pill, I can take, they can put a shot in my eye, which, fuck no, I don't want that. I want none of that. I don't want no needle near my eye, ever. But that's what I'm looking at. I know. I'm like, goddamn no. But it's coming. So, and the only thing that needle can do is slow down what's going to happen anyway. So once I found that out, I realized I need to do a lot of things because I don't know about tomorrow. Tomorrow's not guaranteed for me. You know, I know anybody can die tomorrow, but I know I can wake up tomorrow, my vision's fucked, and that's it. So basically my mission was to say, I'm going to do things that I want to do and then take chances. So I skydived. I mean, I've seen tons of shows, I've experienced amazing things in this life because of the fact that I found out about something negative, instead of being saying, oh, woe is me, life sucks, I said, I'm going to do something to make it positive. And because of that, I met amazing people, and I've experienced things that I would never have if I had just had a negative attitude, and I turned it around. So for me, I try to tell people this, and some people listen, some people don't. I wish people would have more of an open mind, grab life, and just hold on to it, and be willing to take a risk, and don't be scared. So if this amazing opportunity falls in your lap, just go for it. Don't be afraid, because you do not know what can happen tomorrow. Thank you.